وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you, Hazrat مولانا زايد صاحب؟ الحمد لله with the فضل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. I am well. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for all his ni'mat. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing the heart of a mu'min. We find generally a lot of us make an effort on our zahir, on the external factors in our life. We have to look presentable. We look pious. We seem to be devoted. We're performing our salah with the actions in which the salah must be performed. We perform the rituals of Umrah and we perform the rituals of Hajj. And these can be physically observed and seen. But the question remains, what is the condition of our heart? How much have we focused on the perfection of our hearts? In the light of the noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when your wealth, your mal, your aulad, your children, that will not benefit you in any way, except he who comes to Allah biqalbin salim, a purified and a made up heart. Now, it begs an answer. What have we done to improve the condition of our hearts? And this is the topic of our discussion today. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that within the body of Bani Adam, there is a lump of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If that is okay and good, perfect, then the whole body is okay. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And when it becomes corrupt, then the whole body becomes corrupt. Allah bring to our attention, هِيَ الْقَلْبِ. It is the heart. So medically speaking as well, this lump of flesh in the body, if it's beating perfectly, if the cholesterol levels are okay, then you won't have a problem in your health. But if there is a malfunction in the heart, if there is a narrowing of the arteries, and the heart is not able to pump correctly, then it's going to have an effect on the entire body. So that is why Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah wa hiya al-qalb. Now from the spiritual dimension, that is the true reference. That spiritually, if this heart is perfect, then everything is perfect. And spiritually, if this heart has become contaminated, polluted, or corrupted, then it's going to have a similar effect on the human being. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. That verily Allah does not look at your physical features, nor does He look at your wealth. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at is your hearts and your a'mal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays attention to the condition of our hearts, whereas we have a striving in our entire life to make our physical bodies perfect and beautiful, and yet it goes through the process of aging, and we become elated and happy with the amount of wealth we possess. So this is our condition. So now we realize from here that if the heart is made up, our a'mal will be made up. And if the heart is corrupt, our a'mal will also become corrupt. So it holds a very, very dominant position in our lives. In one Quran Sharif ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put two hearts, you know, in the bosom of an individual. That one heart is for Rahman and one heart is for Shaitan. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's only one heart. And it is for only one, and it is for Allah. And insan and human being must make the effort that his life becomes perfumed, his heart becomes perfumed with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart must be inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the essence of life. There's one something to learn from here as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ. Allah ta'ala did not make for a man. Allah ta'ala didn't say, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِإِنسَانٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. But he used the word رَجُل. Look at the perfection and the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word رَجُل? That Allah did not make two hearts, you know, in the bosom of a man. And Allah ta'ala didn't say woman, or Allah ta'ala didn't say generally insan. The reason is that when a woman is hamila, an expectant mother, when she's carrying a baby, and then when the ruh is blown into this baby, and over the months the heart of the baby starts beating, then there are two hearts in one body. So generally speaking, in general terms, with that exception, man will never have two hearts in one body. So look at the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ. Allah ta'ala didn't say مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِإِمْرَى or مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِإِنسَانٍ, because there is an exception at the time when a woman conceives. Such is the beauty of the noble Quran. Now, for whom has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserved Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I repeat it again, the emphasis, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Regarding Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your wealth and your children will be avail you of, they will be of no use whatsoever to you. Yes, the one whose heart is made up, that is something that's going to help. So now it actually is displayed and shown that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trades in the condition of hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you give me your perfect and beautiful heart, and then I will give you in return the beauty and perfection of Jannah. Now just think for a while that we will not spend our money, you know, to buy an apple that has got blemishes on it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to trade this heart. You know, there sometimes also has some imperfection in it. But the major part of the heart is inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lieu of Jannah. So kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And in one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحُصِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. On the day of gathering, whatever was concealed in the hearts will manifest itself. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the chest and the hearts, whatever is in your sudur. And what is in your sudur is the heart. That will, whatever was in it will become displayed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see whether this heart was filled and inclined with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was there in this heart the love of this temporary world? Or was there the heart of Malik and Khalik, our owner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator? The heart of a human being is like the earth. When a person doesn't farm on a particular piece of land, then that particular land basically destroys itself. It grows bushy, thorny, trees grow on it, and then it becomes no use for farming as well. You'll have to make an effort on it. Then only will that land be able to be used. In the same way, when a human being makes an effort on his heart, you know, then inshallah al-aziz, you will find that the heart will become fertile for actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he doesn't make an effort on the heart, then it's going to become like that left off piece of jungle with huge trees growing on it and thorny bushes of no use whatsoever to sustain a person. It may have some other benefits as well, but it cannot sustain a person in terms of farming. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yeah, look at the ayats in the Noble Quran referring to the hearts. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of nations, he says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then your hearts have become hard after this. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. So they have become like rocks and stones. Nay, they have become even harder than that. Allah says, أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. So, you know, the stones have a capacity. It comes, you know, sometimes when they are struck, water can gush forth from those stones. And we've seen, there's a mention made of it in the Quran and Majid also about the Bani Israel. And there are stones also that have a fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the stone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. And the fuel of the fire of Jahannam will be man and rocks and stones. Then there are those stones who also shiver and they supplicate unto Allah that they must not become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. So, O human being, when your heart becomes hard, then the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads you. Now you have the capability of reforming this heart and becoming a true human being and coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know that the hearts also become blind? When a person leads a life of heedlessness and negligence, then his heart becomes blind. So blind that he's unable to differentiate between good and bad. Like a person who has got no sight, he's not able to differentiate between a friend and an enemy. He hasn't got the capacity of differentiating between light and darkness. And then he cannot see in front of him whether a certain thing will benefit him or it will harm him. In a very, very same way, when a person's heart becomes blind, then he does the biggest sin, but it doesn't affect him in the slightest bit that he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't like to sit in the companionship of good people. He doesn't have the desire to go to the masjid. He enjoys the company of bad people. He enjoys being in the environment of sin. He is unable to differentiate what's right and what's wrong. He doesn't know the true light of iman and the darkness of ignorance because his heart has become blind. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding one nation in its entirety. إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. You know that they are a nation that is blind. They're not physically blind, but spiritually blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred this word of blindness, you know, to the depth of their spirituality, that they have become blind to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. The person who is blind in this world, then in the year after, oh, he will also be blind, and he have strayed, is strayed from the path. Now, what does that mean? Blind in the world to truth. Blind in the world to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, he will be in the year after. It doesn't mean that he's physically blind in this world, he's going to wake up blind in the year after. No, no, no. Those people who are physically blind with iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with great ni'mats in the year after. And then there will be instances which it's mentioned in the Quran and Majid that a person will be blind in the year after and says, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. He says, oh my Rabb, you know, why have you gathered me here in a state of blindness when I could see? So قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَّتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my ayat and my signs, they came to you. You know, my verses were proclaimed upon you. You've forgotten them. And so because you have forgotten them, today you have been raised. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today also you have made to forget. And you have become blind. So what we realize from here is that the person who disregards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be raised in the year after in a state of blindness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people who did not tread the right path. They have become the morsel of their own nafs and of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Oh, had it been such that they had hearts with which they could understand, or ears with which they could hear. Because the sight doesn't become blind, but وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, but the hearts become blind which are in their hearts. So if they aren't able to see the light, then the hearts are blind. In the Quran and Majid also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, you know, about the heart being stamped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a human being commits a sin, then there is a spot that settles on his heart. Then when he commits a sin again, another spot settles on his heart. And so it carries on. And so the spots and spots come onto his heart, that his heart is completely darkened in this particular process. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when he hasn't seen any light, he hasn't made any attempt, he hasn't tried to come out of that darkness, then Allah ta'ala says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Here again Allah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a seal on his hearts. On their hearts. Why? Because the heart has become completely darkened. You know, it's completely enveloped in evil. And then now this person here, he doesn't become inclined towards towards piety, etc. Now, how does a heart become clean? When a person makes tawbah, then the darkness of the heart is removed. You know, if you just sit back, close your eyes, and look at the greatness of Allah, and you just think that, Ya Allah, your shani ghaffari, you know, your exalted position of forgiving mankind, Ya Allah, is so magnificent. You are ghafoor, you are rahim, Ya Allah. What a wonderful attribute you have, that, Ya Allah, you know, your power to forgive is far greater than my sins. And then you reflect in your life and you shed tears and you cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the process in which we can clean our hearts. So while we have been gifted with life, you know, purify our hearts. Cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go into sajda. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness and repentance so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wash our hearts. It doesn't mean that we are inclined in our lives towards evil, that we are wasted away and there is no hope for us in life in any way whatsoever. Nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us the opportunity of running back to Him. Fafirru ilallah. Run back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of tawbah are open. Allah is just waiting for us to turn to Him. No matter what sins we have committed in our lives, there is an opportunity for us to purify our hearts and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam received the revelation that wash your heart. So he says, "Oh Allah, the water doesn't reach there. How do I wash my heart?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this heart doesn't become washed with water. This heart becomes washed with the tears of a human being. Now, it means that if you, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek forgiveness and you cry with humility, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your tears flow, this will purify your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made food for our body. If a person doesn't eat that, his body is going to become weak. And his body will not be capable of executing good actions. And in the very, very same way, the heart also requires food. And the heart's food is piety and good actions. To sit in the company of pious people, to make the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, in effect, is the food of the heart. Now, sometimes something becomes stained and dirty, you know, saturated with dirt, etc. And our hearts are the same. Living in this world, it becomes polluted some way or the other. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be left in that particular situation and nothing can be done. Oh, Allah, send your salutations in abundance, infinite, on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has mentioned this hadith to us, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ, that for everything there is a polish, like you have polish for the shoes to make it glitter. People worry about their motor cars and have them polished that they shine, paint their houses that they must look attractive. So in the very, very same way, you know, we clean our clothes, we have it washed with soap. Then our clothing will become clean, sparkling, white, whatever it is. So by saying, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقَلْبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, and everything has a polish. And the polish of the heart is the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It extinguishes and destroys the dirt and the filth and the evil effects of sin. So we must make abundance of zikr. So, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, in this discourse that we are sharing with you of our mashayikh, two things have become dominant in this talk here. One is to make tawbah in abundance, and one is to make zikrullah. You know, let us not just waste our time away. Let us multitask while we are walking. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not waste our tongues talking of futile things. You know, engage our tongues in the recitation of the noble Quran. Engage our tongues in the zikr of Allah. Engage our tongues in durood and istighfar. How wonderful it will be when we are drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to make this effort and displaying that, Ya Allah, we want to come to you with a heart, qalb salim, a purified and a made up heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.